The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. What is the present truth? Jesus Christ, when he was here, he said that there would come a time of troubles, difficulties, a time where if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. Animals, mankind, the environment, because the sin of the wicked, the wicked people that would rule the earth would become so great that mankind would have, there'd be no hope. Mankind would have no hope. This is what Christ said. He said that everything that is done in secret would be revealed. Nothing would be hidden. Everything in the open, visible. It wouldn't be hidden in darkness. Everything would be brought into the light. We're in a time where, as I have presented many times, we are in the final decade before Christ returns. There are many things that will have to happen in this final decade, even prior to this decade, but things will intensify to the point where men will have heart attacks from fear. There will be war, rumors of war. There will be signs in the heavens. The ocean would be like water in a bathtub during an earthquake, back and forth, sloshing over the sides of the bathtub or a swimming pool. Creatures, the animals, which is one of the most, the fiercest. The Bible says that if you don't control animals, if you don't control the beasts of the field, they will become the big curse. If you allow wolves, bears, in Africa, lions, without tigers, these predators, if you don't control them, mankind will become will be the victim. We're in that time. If you don't control through laws, if you don't control evil people, they're like the beasts out in the forest. They will control you. This is what has happened. When laws are not, when they're violated and there's no justice, the people lose hope. This is where, in this country, most of the Americans are. Internationally, the same. In the time that I've been here on the station, I presented all things that would be preposterous, you wouldn't believe. And now these things are beginning, the things that I had presented are now coming to pass. Not because I could see through my own abilities naturally, no, but because I studied the Bible, I've studied the prophecies in the Bible, I've watched the current events every day, every week, every month, every year. I put things together. When Donald Trump became president, I knew the only way he could become president was through God's intervention. And I likened the time from the time of Jimmy Carter to the time of Donald Trump. I used the example of a hurricane. Initially, hurricanes are 25 to 35 mile an hour winds. That would be Jimmy Carter. With each following president, the winds intensified. By the time Barack Obama became president, we were at hurricane, almost hurricane five, level five winds. And I had made the comment, it is an example, as an analogy, that Donald Trump would be the eye of the hurricane. So the winds would calm down. The clouds would part. We'd have sun and we'd have breezes. We wouldn't have 35 mile an hour winds. He would be the eye of the hurricane. But once he was removed, when he was no longer in office, the winds would intensify once again, and these destructive forces, the winds of political change, and what the corruption in this country would begin once again, and we are there. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
My name, and do I strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn from me to glance behind, the phantom of the opera is there.
Okay. No joke. For the last 3 years, the question in this country has been, who is behind the curtain? Who is the phantom of the opera? Who is directing this administration? A brilliant, actually, if you consider it from this perspective, a brilliant strategy to keep the elected president out of the White House. Brilliant strategy put in, put in someone that has no gifting or ability or vision outside of what he is given by an outsider. A brilliant, brilliant strategy. Now, even something that's more brilliant is having the ability to use mainstream media, the government agencies, intelligence agencies, to deceive a nation, to deceive a civilized nation. Don't think it cannot happen. It has happened. We don't know history. We forget history. It happened in Nazi Germany. It happened perfectly in Nazi Germany. It has happened in the United States of America. The prime ministers, the presidents, the leaders of the nations of the world, brilliant people, have watched American people be played like a puppet. And the American people still to this day don't have a clue. They don't realize they are totally deceived and they are controlled. Not everyone, not everybody. They talk about this great awakening. Well, the great awakening can only happen if the people desire to know the truth, and not only desire, but get to see the truth, understand what they're seeing, what has happened. Now, everyone has been asking the question, is it the Joe Biden? He is not the president. He is an imposter. He is an imposter president. He is not the president. The Constitution of this country states that Donald Trump is still the legitimate president of the United States of America, and the leaders of the nations know it. They know, these leaders know, they are working with an imposter. The White House is empty. Donald Trump is not in the White House. This makes people, it infuriates people. They don't like to hear what I'm presenting. It's okay. I'm coming from a perspective of a prophecy in the Bible Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, a riddle of seven kings, seven presidents of the United States of America. Seven presidents beginning with Jimmy Carter. The seventh president is a noble president, a president, like I stated in the first segment, that would be the eye of the hurricane. The previous six presidents would begin to destroy the United States of America from within. The objective, a new world order. Donald Trump would be the eye of the hurricane. He would be the only resistance to the momentum that the globalists would have at the end of the Obama administration. He was the eye of the hurricane. Now the second half of this hurricane has begun. This hurricane will only end when Jesus Christ returns. When he returns, the winds, the rains, the floods, the destruction, the death will end. Not until then. If he does not return, no flesh will be saved. Mankind will disappear from the face of the earth. This is a plan of the globalists, of these wicked rulers. If they cannot eliminate the, what they call the useless eaters, if it means that they're going to perish as well as the useless eaters, they're that vindictive, so be it. They'll trade tit for tat. The riddle says that there are seven kings. Five are fallen. One is Barack Obama. One is yet to come, Donald Trump. And when Donald Trump comes, he remains a short space. He should have had a full space. He should have had a full 16 years. But he only gets a short period of time in the White House. And then an imposter will actually be representing that seat. But something behind the scenes that has never left power, and he's called the eighth king. There are seven kings, and the eighth king is part of the seven initial kings, and the eighth king goes to eternal fire. The eighth king is getting ready to reposition himself, to be positioned once again as the president of this country. You're thinking I'm crazy. You're thinking I'm nuts. Well, I'm going to have you listen to something just briefly, and we'll continue. I generally don't do this, but for this program, I'm going to play something for you. Here we go.
President Biden signing one of the most sweeping executive orders ever, more than 100 pages long, issuing the first government regulations for AI. Oh, dear. But apparently, he didn't do it alone. Biden reportedly getting a big assist from his former boss, President Obama, who visited the White House to help Biden and his staff on the AI initiative. And it doesn't end there. Obama now taping robocalls for the Democrats in key Virginia legislative races, raising questions about how involved he is in national affairs. Fox News contributor Raymond Arroyo joins us now. So, Raymond, I was under the impression that AI was under Kamala's portfolio, which didn't give me a lot of confidence. But now we hear it's really Obama.
Well, Rachel, remember in the old James Bond series, there was Spectre, which was this shadowy organization with its tentacles into everything. That's Barack Obama when it comes to the Biden White House. Here's why.
Does that make Joe Biden James Bond?
Well, not quite. More like a very aged variety. Here's the Inspector Clouseau. Here's the reality. You have someone who for 5 months, Barack Obama has been the consultant on AI. Not only consultant, he's been interfacing with the tech companies and the White House. Let's face it, he wrote this executive order that Biden sent out to the world. And then he put words in Kamala Harris's mouth because it is Obama who's obsessed with this idea of, and I'm going to quote it, algorithmic discrimination and bias in AI, meaning diversity and equity in AI. He wants to import those values to control the growth of AI and to have the government keep its paw on top of the innovation that's possible in AI. Now, look, there are real dangers here.
That doesn't surprise me at all, actually.
No.
That Obama would want to use AI for his own political power and the power of his movement.
Yes, and he claims it's information. He wants to control the disinformation. Where have we heard this before, Rachel? We had tech companies controlling information throughout COVID. They were by and large wrong. They were controlling things that were accurate. I'm very concerned that the government has gone too far, and this 111-page executive order goes too far, allowing the government to tamp down on innovation and stop the freedom of these tech companies to develop good, wholesome, positive technologies. Look, national security should be protected.
Wholesome about AI. I'm really actually concerned. I was already concerned about AI. Now I'm worried that Obama's in charge of AI.
Right.
It's all gotten worse. So let's just talk about this as well, because it's not just AI. I mean, we know he's in Colorama. He's in D.C.
Yes.
The only president who was not disabled, who didn't leave
Didn't leave town.
He didn't leave town. He and Valerie Jarrett are there, and they're running things as well as elections in Virginia.
All of his acolytes are in key power positions in the Biden administration. From John Kerry, his former Secretary of State, you got Blinken, who was Kerry's number two. And if you don't think this policy that we're seeing in the Middle East, this mincing back and forth, weak diplomacy, inviting terrorism, inviting our enemies to attack, that's classic Obama policy. And now we have another example of it. I didn't realize Obama's now doing these robocalls in Virginia. Guess why? His former Attorney General Eric Holder runs something called the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. Isn't that interesting? Again, the Obama pause in the future of the party, the foreign policy of the party, AI in the party, information flow in the party, and domestic policy. The guy is running this White House. And as an example of that, we know from White House staffers this week that Biden's approach to AI was shaped by watching Mission Impossible. So maybe Obama is a step up, given that Tom Cruise was the last briefing on AI that Biden got.
Yeah, no, this is scary. Eric Holder, Valerie Jarrett, Obama, all still running things. This is the third term. On a much lighter note, I want to mention this.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought you would be interested in hearing that. Who is running AI? Whose bill did Joe Biden sign? It was a bill put together by Barack Obama. He was behind it 100%, and I also believe he was behind it with Bill Gates of hell. Anything that happens digitally, Gates is one way or another involved. So, time will reveal that Bill Gates was also involved with his people, maybe not directly, but they were involved, and they have produced a movie, the Obamas, directed. And we'll discuss that in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This Christmas, Experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze-Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
You ought to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You kind of is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever a wizard of wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You ought to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
And it's true. Who is the Wizard of Oz? Well, I'm giving you an idea. And I don't take it lightly. I'm not doing this just to shock radio. Absolutely not. What the Lord Jesus stated would happen in the days in which we live are happening. He said it would be a time of perplexities. A time, no solutions, no answers, no remedies, conundrums, just people walking around numb. How do you change things? People really believe in this country. I am an optimist from the point that I know that the only individual that is going to help mankind is the Lord Jesus Christ. Mankind is in a valley of decision. There is the hope that Christ gives, and he's the only one that can give hope in a dark world, in a demonic world. And without him, you have no hope. You're going to exist day to day in a state of perplexity, wanting answers, looking for answers, but never having answers or solutions for anything. Now, that riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, about these seven kings plus one. The eighth is of the seven. He is the final president of the United States of America. He was president initially before Donald Trump, and he will once again resume power after Donald Trump. I know that I have been presenting this for about 2 years, and I know from the discussions I have with people, they think I am so far out there that they would prefer not to listen to anything I have to say. But the thing is, one caller even called and said, but he still listens. He doesn't agree, but he still listens. And others have said the same thing. It's all right. I know what's happening. I know what the Bible says. I know what the riddle says. The riddle says that Barack Obama is coming back to power as president in the United States of America. He is the only individual that can replace legally, biblically, Donald Trump. Now, that's far out there. That's way out there. But the thing is this. The Bible predicts things in an accurate fashion. Accurate forecasting. The interpretation of what Christ and the prophets of Israel have forecast in prophecies is the interpretation. There's the accurate forecasting, and there is inaccurate interpretation. So that is my interpretation about the seven kings in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. Barack Obama will once again resume power as president of the United States of America. That's my interpretation. Now, we're going to see if that interpretation is correct. I am watching this individual behind the scenes incrementally begin to come out, begin to once again come back into focus, coming back onto the stage. It's going to increase. He's going to begin to make more public appearances, do more things, going to become a little more involved in this political so-called race for president that we're involved in. He's going to begin to make statements about international international matters. China and Russia, Israel and the Gaza, the Arab people in Gaza, Russia and Ukraine. He tried to start this war with Ukraine and Russia in 2014. And he was shut down. It was too late. He was going to leave office in a couple of years. But he's going to come back. The American people don't know what's happening. They're going to be deceived. This man is going to have the answers for all the problems. You think. We may think. We may believe. We may hope. I guarantee you, he, in this movie that he just, it's a Netflix video. They produced, this is Fox News on the 11th of December 2023. They produced their first fiction film on Netflix called Leave the World Behind. He is prophesying about what is going to happen during his next almost seven and a half, 8 years when he returns. He is telling the world what is going to happen. Leave the world behind. Cyber attacks that shut down the country's power, crippling the United States. It's in the Bible. What he's going to do is in the book of Revelation. He's going to shut down this system. Revelation 16:10. I should read it to you. I'll get the verses and come back after the coming break. I'll give you the verses. He's going to shut this country down in the future, probably a year, maybe before he destroys this country. He is telling the world what he's going to do. He's telling the American people what he's going to do. He hates this country. The Obama provided movie notes for director Sam Esmail's latest film starring Julia Roberts, Mahershala Ali, Kevin Bacon, Ethan Hawke. These people are part of his network. These people are his people. And a Muslim and very popular leftists. It is the first fictional movie executive produced the first fictional movie executive produced by the couple through their Higher Ground Productions company, which has a multi-year deal with Netflix. They want the people to know what they're going to do, and they're going to laugh at the world because they warned us. Cosmic laws, they must tell us the truth. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at J-Day's Appliance. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
These people in the cities, the city of the seven hills that are portals to hell in Washington, D.C., these people don't function as normal human beings. They function, not all of them, for the most part, most of them, like people that are demon-possessed. Are psychotic, narcissistic, sociopathic. They are they only love themselves, lovers of selves, of themselves. What is good for them is all they care about. What they desire, that is, they pass the laws so that they can live in their own gilded palaces. Now, I'm going to read. See, this Netflix video, this movie that they produced, their notes, talking about a blackout in this country that basically destroys the country. This individual is so deep in the occult, deeply deep, you can't go any deeper into the occult than this individual. And he and his wife are writing the notes for this movie. And the thought is that eventually there will be a blackout because all of the digital world will fail. Well, the digital world is built on sand, silicone chips. And Christ said in Matthew chapter 7, the last thought is that when you build your house, you build your house on a solid foundation, because the winds, rains, and floods are going to hit and come against and storm against that house. If it's not built on a solid foundation, it's going to collapse and the fall of it is going to be great. If you build on sand, silicone, computer chips, if you build on sand, when the winds, the rains, and the floods come, that house is going to fall. There is no recovery. This nation is built on sand, silicone chips, zeros and ones. And here's what it says is going to happen to the United States in probably the last 2 months of when Barry returns of his time as king of this president or president of this nation or king of this nation. This is Revelation chapter 16, verse 9, and the one I'm looking at is 10, but I'll read 9. There's verse 8. There was a fourth angel. He poured out his vial upon the sun. Power was given him to scorch men with fire. What happens when we have no power in the summer? And because of climate change, it's going to get hotter. There's going to be, these people are saying that the earth is going to cool down. The Bible says the earth is going to heat up. The men were scorched with great heat. They blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues. They repent not to give him glory. The fifth angel poured his vial out upon the seat of the beast, or upon the kingdom of Barack Obama. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. They blasphemed God again of heaven because the pains of their soul and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. The darkness is going to be, means two things, spiritual darkness, and there will be no power. And where this nation is completely powerless from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way up into Canada to the Mexico border. Can you imagine what will happen to the people in this nation in a matter of 3 days? No water, no air conditioning, no fuel, no anything. It's going to be in the summer. This gives you an idea. So what these two individuals, plus Valerie Jarrett and other people behind the scenes, including Bill and Hillary and that whole cabal, they believe they're going, and according to the scripture, Barry and his close entourage are going to leave this country, and they'll be in another country when they destroy this country. It's in the Bible. I don't have time. I only have minutes. If I had more time, I would give you verses and give you the thought in sequence. Sorry, I only have minutes. But on Sunday, 9 to noon, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, and I have a little more time to discuss in depth my thought, why I believe what I believe, and back it up with Bible verses. What the prophets of Israel, what the apostles stated, what was written down, what Christ had was written about him, his personal book to the world, Christ's personal last address to mankind, is Revelation Revelation, the book of Revelation, 22 chapters. This is Jesus Christ telling mankind today, in our day, that he is judging the wicked, because the wicked are trying to destroy mankind that he created for his pleasure. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. We'll continue in a second.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So, if you know the truth, then the truth will make you free. This way, you won't believe a lie. You're not going to believe a lie that things are going to get better, that we can turn things around. The answer is not going to be through the vote at the polls. The answer is men and women and children in the body of Jesus Christ, in that are born again, that have been, that have been and are being trained by Christ for the coming battle against Antichrist. This is the only hope for the nations. And according to the Bible, the kingdom of heaven is growing and the kingdom of darkness is being shaken. These people have a little longer in power to do their destructive, to carry out their destructive plans. But even in spite of what they're doing, they are losing. The truth will make you free. The lie will keep you in bondage and false hope. Now, this couple, if you read Revelation chapter 17, toward the end of the chapter, you will see that this coming Antichrist destroys his kingdom with 10 other kings. And so they put out a movie called Leave the World Behind. Most of the evil people, the world is not enough. They want just a little more. But leave the world behind. In other words, they don't care about the world. And they are going to leave this country behind. They're going to move to the Middle East. And then they will destroy this country. I'm telling you, this is my view. This is my interpretation. 9 years from when it's going to happen, in that vicinity. He is going to come back to power. He is going to begin his move right after the first of the year. Because he knows his destiny. He knows that the only one that can replace Donald Trump legally and spiritually speaking is Barry Satoru. Does he know? I believe he does. Does the occult world know? Yeah, the occult world of eyes wide shut powers, to some degree they do know. But the scripture also says that when he does resume and come back to power, these people, it shocks them. It's like being thrown into cold water. They can't get their breath. Their whole being is just in a state of shock and a stupor is coming. The whole world will be in a state of shock. For today, this is Rick Rodriguez, the program, The Present Truth. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Let's visit tomorrow, see what happens overnight.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.